Hello and welcome to the Jet Up Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Corrado. Today I'm joined by Kevin McConlog. Kevin, how you doing?
What's up? It's football season.
It is. It's football season. We're talking week one of the NFL season. How excited are you for football to be back? I know college started last weekend, but this is the first official weekend of games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and even Monday. How excited are you?
It's always that five straight days of football when we get through. It's always five straight days of football for the rest of the calendar year. What's better than that?
There's not much better than that. And week one, we got a lot of good games I'm excited to talk to you about.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just jump right into it, why don't we? We'll start with this Thursday night game, Bills at Rams. So we're just going to be picking straight up, Kevin, but I'll read you the spread. Mm-hmm. So like I said, Bills at Rams, the line is Rams plus 2.5. Rams lost their offensive coordinator to the Vikings. They added Allen Robinson, getting back a healthy Cam Akers. Bills add Jamison Crowder, get Dalvin's Cook brother in the draft, and they just keep reloading. Both teams keep reloading. Year two of Sean McVay with Matthew Stafford. Who do you like in this game?
In this game, you might see – this might be the two best offenses in the entire league going at each other right here.
Yeah. And
the one thing that concerns me, though, we don't know how – we heard about Matt Stafford's elbow all training camp and stuff like that. Is it going to be a concern? The Rams say it's not, but we haven't seen him play yet. So – but I like the Bills in this matchup. In fact, they're my preseason Super Bowl champions, actually, Buffalo. I think this is going to be the banner year for Josh Allen. He has great all talent around him. Their defense is also loaded in Buffalo. And I think they make a statement on opening night in Los Angeles in the ring ceremony for the Rams here.
I agree with you as well. I think this could be a Super Bowl rematch. You know, both of these teams are poised to have big years. And this is a great game for the NFL to open with.
Maybe the two best teams in the NFL on opening night.
Yeah. Is this a Amazon Prime game, do you know, or is that week two that starts?
It's on NBC.
This one's on NBC.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Vegas agrees as well that the Rams are the underdogs, even though they're at home. 2.5 is the line, but I'm taking the Bills as well. I think Josh Allen's poised for another big year. How concerned are you with Brian Daboll leaving? Any concern there?
No, I'm not too concerned. I feel like he left early in the offseason, so they've had all training camp to get accustomed to their new offensive coordinator, a new offensive play caller. I think they'll be just fine.
And then how about the Rams? They lose Kevin O'Connell to the Vikings, their offensive coordinator. Any concern there?
The Wizard is still there on the sidelines. Sean McVay.
Yep. And then they added Allen Robinson. I think their offense is going to be better.
Yeah. The thing is, their receiving core got better, in my opinion, by adding Allen Robinson. And they're going to get healthy Cam Akers, a full healthy year of Cam Akers, something they haven't had. So it's very possible their offense got better, too.
Yep, yeah. But I, like you said, I do like the Bills in that matchup. I'm hoping for a high-scoring game to open the NFL season.
I think we might have an over. But you never know. Both defenses are good, too. So.
Yeah, two well-coached teams, hopefully not a lot of penalties. I think in the preseason we saw a ridiculous amount of penalties in a lot of the games, so hopefully it's a pretty clean game on Thursday night.
You never know early in the season who's going to be ahead. Is the offense going to be ahead? Is the defense going to be ahead? You never know.
Yeah, I think defense pretty much rules the preseason. They seem like, you know, they install their playbooks a lot quicker than the offense. But you're right, we won't know. I think both of these teams, though. They should, both offense and defense should be good. So excited for this matchup. And I think the NFL picked a good opening game to start the season.
Oh, yeah.
Let's jump into some Sunday games at the 1 o'clock window. New Orleans Saints at the Falcons. Lines Falcons plus 5.5. Jameis Winston back for the Saints. Fully healthy. They add Chris Olave in the draft in the first round. Michael Thomas is finally back healthy. They got Alvin Kamara back. Defense for the Saints always plays well. Falcons are going with Marcus Mariota. Obviously have Kyle Pitts. No Calvin Ridley. Who do you like in this matchup in the NFC South?
NFC South. I like the Falcons. I like the, not the Falcons. I like the Saints here, and I like them. And I like the 4.5 points, actually. Saints -4.5 in this matchup. Bonus spread pick there. I think Atlanta is kind of tanking, if we're being completely honest here. They're putting Marcus Mariota out there. They drafted Desmond Ridder in the second or third round. So I don't know when we'll see. We'll probably see him this year. I don't know when. But Atlanta's, they're kind of a mess right now. They almost have, they drafted Drake London in the first round too. We'll see how he does. But the Saints, they're a lot of people's surprise team this year. And it all depends on how Jameis Winston performs, how healthy he is. Their defense is loaded. He has weapons around him. Like you said, they drafted Olave from Ohio State. Hopefully Michael Thomas will see how healthy he is. But I like the Saints. Obviously, the Bucs rule that division, but look out for New Orleans this year.
Yeah, I like the Saints in this one as well. Something about Olave, I'll say, on draft night, I think when they traded all those picks to go up and get him, everyone thought they were going for a quarterback, and then they draft Olave with that. So clearly they are invested in him. Michael Thomas, fully healthy. Any concern with Sean Payton not being there this year?
That's all right. Well, Dennis Allen has been there a long time as an assistant, so it's, there's something that everybody, they all know, the guys, the players all know, so that's like familiarity aspect. What's the situation with Kamara though?
He's gonna play. I don't think there's a suspension this year. There's no official ruling or anything, so yeah, I don't think there's gonna be a suspension this year. I think if anything, it's gonna be next year,
because their offense with and without him is two different, two completely different.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is, and we'll see. I think Jameis Winston, that sample size he showed you last year, the, what was it, first five games he played?
Mm-hmm.
He played pretty well, I'm not going to lie.
Before he got hurt, he was playing good, and it's not like we think of him. Jameis Winston has thrown for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns in this league. But not a lot of quarterbacks do that. It's just he was a turnover machine in Tampa. He went to a roster. He sat behind Drew Brees with a good, and Sean Payton coached him up a little. It's not like Jameis Winston is a bad quarterback. He was the first overall pick in the draft for a reason. So if he plays really well, the Saints are going to be really good.
Yeah, I'm with you on this pick as well. I think the Saints are going to win this, and I think they're going to cover the spread. They're my wild card. They're one of my wild card teams for the NFC for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll move on. Browns at the Panthers. This is an interesting matchup. Browns acquired Deshaun Watson, who suspended 11 weeks. We know they got rid of Baker Mayfield, who was sent to the Panthers. Browns still got Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt wants to be traded. He's still on the roster. They add Amari Cooper in the offseason. Panthers still have Sam Darnold. He's hurt. Baker Mayfield's the starting quarterback. Who do you like in this game? Do you think Baker Mayfield gets his revenge on his old team?
I do, actually, right now.
Oh, and the line's -1.5 for the Panthers.
So basically a toss-up. This game, basically a coin flip in Vegas. I do think the Baker Mayfield gets his revenge in this game. I don't know what the Browns are going to look like. It's been a tumultuous offseason with Deshaun Watson for them. Carolina, they're – I don't think either of these – get off the record. I don't think either of these teams are going to be good this year. I honestly think these might be two last-place teams, if we're being completely honest. But I think Carolina is going to be amped up for this one. Baker Mayfield, love him or hate him, he's got a flair for the dramatic. So I think he's going to play at his top – Baker Mayfield top level on Sunday and lead the Carolina to victory in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. I think Baker is probably the best quarterback they've had in a couple of years there. I think he played really well in the preseason when we saw him on those couple of drives. Very accurate with the ball. Panthers defense doesn't get a lot of love either, Kevin. They have a lot of good players on that side of the ball.
Mm-hmm. They're another team that's building slowly through the draft.
Yep. It's just, can Matt Rhule do it? You know, I think there's some question marks with him as the coach.
Possible hot seat this year.
Highly touted coming out of, you know, when he was at in college to come to the NFL, and it really hasn't panned out. He's had a lot of quarterback issues.
He's one of those guys on the hot seat this year, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Brown's roster is loaded, though.
They are loaded, but just there's so much turmoil around them.
What's your expectations for Amari Cooper for the year?
Well, as a Cowboys fan, to be honest, I was glad when they got rid of him. He became a headache in recent years. There's some games where he's invisible. He just disappears sometimes. It's like I don't know. He was becoming more of a headache. Like, it was like, which Amari are you going to get today? And I don't like that a lot when it comes to play football players like that. So obviously I could eat my words, and he could be one of the top 10 receivers in the league, like he has been for the Browns. But we have to see, especially
with Jacoby Brissett, see what he can do.
Is Jacoby Brissett going to be good? I don't know. If Jacoby Brissett is good, maybe the Browns are good. Who knows? But
yeah, I guess we'll see. But I'm with you on this one. I think the Panthers win. I think this game Baker Mayfield had circled on his calendar, and so I'm taking the Panthers in this one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on. 49ers at the Bears. Line is Bears +7. Got a little same class, Trey Lance versus Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Niners lock in Debo Samuel on a nice contract. Defense is loaded. Nick Bosa. Shanahan's a phenomenal coach. Elijah Mitchell's getting healthy. Then the Bears, I liked what Justin Fields did in the preseason. I think he was really accurate. Really haven't surrounded him all that well for, you know, being a young quarterback. I feel like his team didn't really do much to help him. Who do you like in this matchup?
I like the 49ers to win this game. The Bear Chicago's in, they're in first pick journey. They're in first pick territory this year, in my opinion. And I feel bad for Justin Fields. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he could be really good in this league. I said that when he was in college, coming out with mm-hmm. that him and Trevor Lawrence were both going to be studs in the NFL. The only problem is they have – what does he have around him?
Kmet, Darnell Mooney.
Darnell Mooney is
David
his best –
David Montgomery.
Darnell Mooney is his best wide receiver to throw – I mean, that's not getting you much done. He has, his offensive line is terrible, so he's going to get killed back there. And with the 49ers, they have a Super Bowl roster. There's no question about it.
Yep.
Is Trey Lance going to be the third overall pick who they traded basically their entire draft to get? And there's a lot of pressure on him too, because like I said, with Jimmy G still being there, that in my opinion, that adds a lot of pressure to him, because if they're not performing, like it's win now with this roster. If he's not performing, they're going to put Jimmy G in halfway through the year. So
you think the leash is short with them?
I think the leash is short with him. I really do.
I don't agree with that. I think Jimmy G is just the insurance policy. I think if you're drafting him at the second overall pick, he's going to play all year regardless if he's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to get these valuable reps. Jimmy G is not the long-term answer. I only see Jimmy G playing if Trey Lance gets hurt. And we saw a little bit of Trey Lance last year. He didn't look that bad. And in preseason, he didn't look that bad. He's extremely mobile. I think he's going to get a lot of rushing yards. I think they're going to set him up for success with a lot of short passes. But he can also bomb the ball down the field, and he's got a lot of talent around him.
So. Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of talent around him. It's the complete opposite of the Bears almost.
Yep, yeah, but I'm in agreement. Do you like the Niners by 7?
I don't know. I haven't looked at spreads much yet. That's what I'm going to be – that was my journey tomorrow, but it very well could be.
As of today, according to CBS Sports, it's +7 to the Bears.
To the Bears, yeah.
So they're giving the Niners a touchdown.
So they're giving the Niners a touchdown, so, yeah.
I guess we'll see, but, yeah, I think – for a lot of survivor pools, the Niners are going to be a popular
pick. They're going to be a popular pick this week, yeah.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking too. But we'll head into an AFC North matchup. Steelers at the Bengals. Bengals, your AFC championship last year. Lions Bengals -6.5. Still don't know who the Steelers quarterback is.
We do.
Trubisky was named the captain.
Mitchell Trubisky was announced today by Mike Tomlin.
He was announced today.
Yep, okay. Officially. Yep.
Awesome. I was going to say he was named a captain, so I assumed he was going to be the starting quarterback. Who do you like in this one, Kevin?
So for this one, it's obviously AFC North rivalry, two teams that don't like each other big time in week one, so that's always fun to see. But the Bengals, who saw the Cincinnati Bengals winning the AFC last year? Nobody.
No one.
And absolutely nobody. It was incredible. And now you look at them, they, in my opinion, one of the best rosters in the league still. Mostly the whole team is back. And for the Steelers, it's life first year since 2004 without Big Ben. So mm-hmm. It's good. So that's going to be an adjustment period. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season as the head coach of the Steelers, and he's been there 15 years. Does that streak end this year? Who knows?
The defense is still really good, though.
Defense is still really good, but they're going to have trouble. I don't know. Like I said, maybe Mitchell Trubisky took the Bears to the playoffs, so maybe he'll surprise us. Maybe Kenny Pickett will come in halfway through the year and surprise us. Who knows?
Who do you like in this one?
Bengals.
Bengals?
I think they're gonna be good again this year. Joe Burrow is an MVP candidate, in my opinion. His offensive line is getting better. He's got weapons.
Defense is good. Bengals as well. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think their offensive line got even better than what it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the offensive line was pretty good towards the end of the year. They started out a little bit rocky, but they shored up their offensive line. Still got Ja'Marr Chase. So, yeah, give me the Bengals. I think the one position that I'm interested to see is tight end.
Oh, CJ Uzama is gone. Yeah, he's on the Jets now.
Drew Sample, I don't know if he's still on the team. I think they might have released him. Didn't they just sign somebody notable in the last couple of weeks?
I don't remember. I know they still got a good receiving core, though. Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, all those guys.
So I'm not concerned. I think the Bengals are going to win that game. But AFC North matchups, you never know who's going to win. We'll head to an NFC matchup now. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Lions. The line is Lions +4. A.J. Brown, Kevin, sent to the Eagles from the Titans. Eagles traded their one of their first-round draft picks for him. They had C.J. Gardner-Johnson from the Saints. This is a lot of people's dark horse pick this year, Kevin. They said that the Eagles built their roster the right way like they did back the year they went to the Super Bowl and won it. Added a stud corner. Added a wide receiver.
A.J. Brown adds so much more to their offense.
He does. And then you have the Lions, the team from Hard Knocks. I love what Dan Campbell's doing there.
I think they have a chance to be a surprise. I really do. Not surprises in like Super Bowl, but surprises maybe getting to like 7 or 8 wins.
I think there's a stat every year a team doubles their wins. I think the Lions could be that team this year.
I'm going to pick the Eagles in this game. But this is my week one upset watch right here.
I am going to do the same, and I also think that I am not confident in this one. I think the Lions.
You say the line is 4?
+4 currently.
More than a field goal? If I'm a betting man, I might put money on Detroit.
At week one, I feel like there's some funky things that can happen.
Because
a lot of teams didn't show what they were going to do, and I think this is a game the Lions could win.
Everyone's hyping up the Eagles. Well, as they should. They're good. They're going to be good, but everyone's hyping them up. They're like everyone's surprise dark horse Super Bowl contender. They could very well easily have that attitude. We're going to Detroit. This is going to be an easy dub. Watch out. Not so fast.
Yep. What do you think? You think Jalen Hurts takes another step this year?
I think I do. I think Eagles fans were unnecessarily hard on him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's poised for a big year. Devontae Smith year 2 as well.
That's going to be huge.
Pressure off of him now having A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith in year 2, Dallas Goedert at tight end, Miles Sanders in the backfield, one of the best offensive lines in the league. If he doesn't put up numbers with this offense, then it's time to move on.
And I think the defense got better too. Like I said, they added C.J. Gardner-Johnson from the Saints a couple weeks ago. I think they still have Darius Slay. I think their defense is going to be a lot better than what it was last year as well. And this was a playoff team. Don't forget, they lost in the wild card round to the Bucks.
Yep.
So I guess we'll see, but I agree with you. I think the Lions do have a chance in this, but I'm going to take the Eagles.
As Lee Corso would say, Eagles by a field goal.
Yep. Yep. No, I can see that happening. We'll head to
a win, but not a cover.
Yep. I can definitely see that happening. We'll head to an AFC South matchup now. Indianapolis Colts head to Houston to play the Texans. The line's Texans +7. And Kevin, if there's a team that needs to play football, it's the Colts. The way they finished last season, they put a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Disaster. Absolute disaster.
They need to just play a game just so everyone stops talking about how that season ended last year.
Mm-hmm.
They move on from Carson Wentz, rightly so.
That game is the reason they moved on from Carson Wentz.
Yep. They have Matt Ryan now. Michael Pittman's in year two. He's only going to be better. Paris Campbell's coming back, Kevin. I don't know what he's going to do, but just wanted to mention that he's back fully healthy. Really hasn't lived up to his expectations or draft capital. And then the Texans, Davis Mills. Year two, he looked pretty good as a rookie last year, given the circumstances.
He honestly did look pretty good as a rookie, given he has nothing around him.
Yeah, Lovie Smith coming in as the head coach. We know he's going to want to run the ball. We know they're going to want to play good defense. Damian Pierce, the running back from Florida, drafted late, named the starter. Still have Brandon Cooks. I don't know how you feel about the Texans this year, Kevin, but I'll just start off. I'm taking the Colts. I think this is a easy pick.
I think so, too. I might take the Colts to cover, actually.
Anything else you want to bring up on this matchup?
Well, if you're the Colts, again, this is another team, in my opinion, that has pretty close to a Super Bowl roster. But can Matt Ryan, they got one of the best O-lines around. Jonathan Taylor, obviously, an MVP candidate, if you want to think about it. Good receivers around him, a good defense. Just can Matt Ryan take them the next step, the step that Carson Wentz couldn't? That's the number one burning question. Matt Ryan's been an MVP. He's been to a Super Bowl. He like to forget about the Super Bowl sometimes, but the clock is ticked. Father Time is ticking on him, though. Can Matt Ryan take the Colts to the next level?
And then what's your expectations for the Texans?
Well, like I said, it's interesting because we saw Davis Mills be kind of good last year. No one really expected anything from him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was a lot of turmoil with the Deshaun Watson situation there. They're probably going to be in top five, top 10 pick again, but they're starting to head in the right direction, I feel like.
No, I agree with you. I think Bill O'Brien decimated that roster, and it's going to take a couple of years for them to get back to where they need to be. They lost a lot of good pieces under Bill O'Brien, and he definitely ruined that team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last year was the start of them building for the future. I think this year we're really going to find out if Davis Mills is starting quarterback in the NFL.
This year will tell whether Davis Mills is their quarterback in the future or if they're going to be drafting one next year.
And that class is loaded next year with quarterbacks.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So a lot of pressure on him, but I'm taking the Colts. I think this is a pretty easy matchup. I think the Colts win this game by a couple touchdowns, actually.
Mm-hmm. But there are a couple teams that I know are going to be drafting quarterbacks next year. Atlanta's one. I feel like Carolina's one. We'll see if Houston is going to be one or not. I don't know.
We'll see. It's a big year for Davis Mills. See what he can do. They don't put a lot of draft capital into him either, so to move off of them wouldn't be too bad. Mm-hmm. But tough matchup for them in the first week. We'll head to AFC East matchup now. New England Patriots playing the Dolphins. Lions Dolphins -3.5. We'll start with the headlines for the Dolphins. Adding Tyreek Hill, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. A lot of questions around Tua's arm. Can he get the ball deep to him? We'll find out. Mac Jones, year two. His receiving core, little bit of question marks there. You know, they drafted Tyquan Thornton. He's out for the year now with a collarbone injury. And rumors from camp, the Patriots can't run the ball this year. James White retired. So what do you think in this one, Kevin? This is an interesting matchup. The Patriots have had the Dolphins number for many years now. New coach for the Dolphins as well. I think this is an interesting matchup.
Speaking of, we talk about a make it or break it year for Davis Mills. It's more of a make it or break it year for Tua Tagovailoa.
Yep.
Look at they've given him the keys to a Ferrari with the offense he has almost with Tua, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki.
Yep.
If they don't win big with him this year, he hasn't put up numbers. There's going to be a new quarterback there next year.
I agree. Even the running back position, they got Chase Edmonds. He's been named the starter. Raheem Mostert comes over from the Niners, going to be a running back by committee.
Mm-hmm.
And Their defense is still loaded. Is still phenomenal.
They brought in an offensive-minded head coach to help out specifically for Tua to take that next step. So I think I like the Dolphins to win this game. The Patriots have struggled in Miami back to when Brady was there. So it's going to be hot, probably 95 degrees and humidity in Miami on Sunday. But like we said, the reports from training camp out of Patriots camp have not been good. That by Belichick not naming an offensive coordinator, like with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, who is going to call the plays? It's giving me weird vibes almost. Like
it is, yeah, definitely some weird vibes. Or unless he's really smart, I saw something where he doesn't have to. I saw something where the Lions have to continue to pay Matt Patricia or something like that, or it was Joe, one of them, either Joe Judge or Matt Patricia, if they're not named the starting or not named a coordinator.
Oh, wow.
But if you have those two guys running your offense, I think there's definitely some concern.
Do you think Belichick's on his way out retirement wise?
You know, if he's going to retire, it's the perfect time now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lost Brady. He lost a lot of his good players. But I think the Patriots are still going to be good this year. So.
Yeah, on the other hand, they made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
With Mac Jones as a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I think Mac Jones can take another step. The receiving core scares me a little bit. Devontae Parker's, you know, not the worst. They traded N'Keal Harry to the Bears.
They have Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
At tight end.
I mean, so. Ramondre Stevenson is a serviceable running back.
Damian Harris.
Running backs. I just think the Dolphins did a lot of good things in the offseason. I really do. I think, like you said, they gave Tua they put all their chips on the table.
They've put all their chips on the table for Tua to be good for Tua. If he can't take them this year, there's going to be a new quarterback there next year. Whether it's someone in the draft, whether they draft somebody, whether it's free agency, there'll be somebody new.
Yep. No, I agree with you. There's no excuses now for Tua. It was always, well, he didn't have the talent around him, or he didn't have this. And we didn't even mention Jalen Waddle, Kevin. Only in a year two, he was arguably the second best rookie wide receiver last year.
PPR gem in fantasy.
Yep. He was arguably the second best wide receiver last year, wide receiver last year behind Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, definitely. Easily.
So the Dolphins, they're loaded. I think they're poised to have a good season. And, yeah, I'm taking them in this week one matchup. And we'll move on to another AFC game. The Baltimore Ravens head to New York to play the Jets. The line is Jets +7. Just announced today, Joe Flacco will be the starter. Zach Wilson's out until at least week 4, with that injury that he suffered in preseason week 1. A little bit of question marks on the Ravens side. Lamar Jackson's still working through some contract negotiations. J.K. Dobbins not fully healthy. Gus Edwards on the PUP. Ravens defense, though, is loaded. I think they had arguably the best draft. Would you agree?
Easily one of the best drafts this past April.
Kyle Hamilton's gonna be a day one starter for them, plug in and play.
He was a plug and play. I'm surprised that he fell to them even.
Yeah, the receiving core scares me a little bit. They lost Hollywood Brown. You know, can Devin Duvernay take a step?
Can Rashad Bateman take a step?
Rashad Bateman in year two take a step. We know what Mark Andrews is. That's Lamar Jackson's safety blanket. And then the Jets, I think they did a lot of good things in the offseason as well. I'm not trying to be a Jets homer, but I think they're building, you know, towards the future, getting Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner.
No, I think Joe Douglas has had a good couple drafts.
Yeah.
Not just this year. He's had a good couple drafts.
I think so, too. Interested to see what Joe Flacco can do. He's got a lot of weapons. I think the Jets are doing similar to what the Dolphins did. They gave Zach Wilson a lot of weapons, Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore. Brought back Braxton Berrios, took Tyler Conklin from the Vikings,
signed CJ Uzama.
Draft Jeremy Ruckert in the third from Ohio State. Who do you like in this matchup week 1?
Week 1, this is honestly another upset. I'm not just saying this because on your Jets here, but I think this could be an upset special, actually. with betting wise, I'm going to pick the Ravens to win because I honestly think Lamar Jackson is just going to be on like an FU tour this year, especially with all the contract negotiations going on. So, do you think that's going to hover over the Ravens at all of the season if they don't come to a deal before the end of this week?
I truthfully don't, because once football starts, I think Lamar's going to go out there and earn that contract.
Me too. That's why I think this. He's going to put up outrageous stats this year, in my opinion.
For the Jets, their offensive line, Dwayne Brown, limited practice.
Mekhi Becton.
Limited practice. Becton out for the year. No mm-hmm. Zach Wilson, if we know Joe Flacco's a statue.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Now. Joe Flacco isn't moving anywhere back there.
Pressure on him, and he's either throwing it away or taking a sack. Jets have a lot of young pieces that they can build for, but I just think the Ravens are a better team right now. They're more physical. Another thing that I think is underrated, the Jets let their run stopper, Foley Fotokasi, go to the Jaguars in the offseason. So they really don't have that true run stuffer that, especially when you play the Ravens, I feel like you need. So I'm taking the Ravens here as well. I think if Zach Wilson played, this could be a different story because he can move around in the pocket, make some plays with his feet. But with Joe Flacco starting, I think this is a tough first game for the Jets.
Yeah, I like Baltimore. I think it could be closer than the experts think, though.
Yep, yeah, I can definitely see that as well. This next game, Kevin, that we're going to talk about, this is one of the most interesting games of the week. So Jacksonville Jaguars heading to Washington to play the Commanders. The line early is the Commanders -2.5. Doug Peterson takes over in Jacksonville after Urban Meyer's atrocious year one, where, you know, didn't even make it through the whole entire year. Trevor Lawrence, hopefully poised for a big year. I think we saw flashes. We saw, you know, the coaching was just terrible.
We saw rookie mistakes.
Yep. And the Jaguars spent the most money in the offseason out of any team,
which is shocking to me.
They added a lot of players. And then the Commanders, Carson Wentz now at the helm. Get Jahan Dotson in the draft. Antonio Gibson's back. So who do you like in this one?
This one, I like the Jaguars to win. And I actually think they could challenge Tennessee for second place in that division this year.
I'm in agreement with you. I thought you would have picked the Commanders, but I also think the Jaguars can win this. Oh, I forgot to mention Terry McLaurin got locked into a long-term deal for the Commanders as well.
With the Commanders, what can you trust Carson Wentz? I can't.
I can't. I think, do you think his talent is better than what he had at the Colts?
To be honest, I don't. It's about the same, at least.
Yeah, probably about the same. The defense, probably around the same as maybe the defensive line is a little bit better than what the Colts have.
Chase Young, not fully healthy yet.
You're right. He is not fully healthy yet. Why do you think the line is so close in this game?
Washington is favored, but I feel like, well, it's first of all, they're home, so that always favors you right there when you're betting wise. But yep. I think the Jaguars are going to take it. I think Doug Peterson was the perfect hire for this group. I really do. They've shown that they want to be offensive minded. And first, the Urban Meyer experiment was an absolute disaster. One of the worst disasters in the NFL has seen in a long time.
Yep.
So, and to put a rookie quarterback in under pressure like that was not fair to Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is way better than what we saw last year. He takes a huge step forward with Dougie P this year. And I think the Colts win that division, but I think Jacksonville really does challenge Tennessee for second place. I really do.
Yeah, I can see that happening. And noted, ETN is back as well, drafted in the first round when, you know, played at Clemson with Trevor Lawrence.
Really, the first time we'll see him.
Yeah, this is the first time we'll see him. They add Christian Kirk in free agency. I think the Jaguars did a lot of nice things in free agency. And I'm actually pretty interested to see what they can do this year.
Them and Detroit are my two teams that could take huge steps forward.
Yep. No, I definitely agree. And I think the Jaguars win this game. I think the Commanders, I don't know why they would want Carson Wentz.
I can't judge them because it's not like their roster is bad. It's not.
No, it's not bad.
I can't trust Carson Wentz.
Yep, that's what it comes down to. I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence in that upside than Carson Wentz in this game. I think you know what you're going to get from Carson Wentz. I think Trevor Lawrence, you know, he had all offseason with a coach that's actually knows how to coach, won a Super Bowl. Let's see what Trevor Lawrence can do. So I'm rocking with the Jags as well. And then we'll jump into another game. This is another game that I was going back and forth on. Chiefs at the Cardinals. The line is Cardinals plus 6. We know Tyreek Hill departed from the Chiefs. They had Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Juju Smith-Schuster, Cardinals. They add Hollywood Brown, teammates with Kyler at Oklahoma. Kevin, I'm going to let you go first. Who do you like in this matchup?
Who's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, my friend?
It's Patrick Mahomes.
That's why I like the Kansas City Chiefs in this matchup.
I am actually going to disagree with you.
Ooh, I think this is our first disagreement?
It is, and I will tell you why. Cliff Kingsbury, when does he get hot, Kevin? At the start of the end of the year.
You're right, the start of the year.
Last year they started, what'd they start, 10-0? 11-0 before the wheels fell off?
I think they were like 8-1 or something like that.
Regardless, they always come out hot starts, a lot of gadget plays to start the year. Kyler Murray just got locked into a new contract. He's got that bag.
He got his money. He got paid.
No DeAndre Hopkins. That makes me a little bit nervous. Yeah,
suspended for the first six games.
But when I look at the Cardinals offense compared to the Chiefs, I like what the Cardinals have more than what the Chiefs have right now. So the Cardinals, Hollywood Brown, like I said, teammates with Kyler at Oklahoma, I think he's poised for a big year. Zach Ertz, we know what he can do. Trey McBride, number one tight end in coming out of college and in the draft, falls to the Cardinals. What can he do this year?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chiefs, they're just a lot of unknown with the receiving core, you know, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, everyone thought he was going to take a big step last year. Really didn't look too good.
Didn't look too good in year. Had a sophomore slump in year two.
Is Juju the one? Is Marquez Valdes-Scantling? Is Sky Moore? Is he going to be the one? I'm just more confident in the Cardinals receivers and offense than I am in the Chiefs. And I know the Chiefs have Mahomes. I know they have Travis Kelce.
I'm just more confident in Patrick Mahomes. Okay. I think he'll be just fine. I think they'll be just fine.
Okay,
the receivers they have.
Plus 6 is a pretty big spread, though. Wouldn't you agree?
It's a huge spread, in my opinion, especially but on the road.
And that's obviously going to move. I think it's going to be a lot closer as it gets closer to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Something to monitor as well. Juju has been dealing with some knee. They've had to drain his knee. He's had to ice it after every preseason game. I think he even sat one preseason game out because of the knee. It was the same knee he injured when he was with the Steelers. So, interesting development there. I guess we'll have to monitor that throughout the year. But we're disagreeing. You want the Chiefs. I want the Cardinals. Guess we'll see what happens there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into a AFC West game. I think just division-wise, AFC West and NFC West, I'm most excited for all those teams. I think most people are. It's where the high-flying offenses are. And we got two right here, the Las Vegas Raiders heading to the Chargers. The line is Chargers minus 3. Devontae Adams heads to the Raiders. Still got Darren Waller, Derek Carr back again. New coach in town, Kevin, bringing his philosophies.
Josh McDaniels, baby.
Exactly, Josh McDaniels. And then the Chargers, they just keep adding more and more talent. Khalil Mack, I think a lot of people forget that Khalil Mack is now a Charger.
Loaded roster.
Along with Joey Bosa. They're roster is just
JC right. Jackson
loaded
at corner. Yeah, they signed
their roster is loaded. Mm-hmm. And to me, this game is either going to be a shootout or it's going to be really close. Who do you like in this one?
I like the Chargers at home in this one. My opinion, these are two playoff teams.
Yep,
I have three AFC West teams in the playoffs. I have the Chargers winning the division, and I have the Chiefs and the Raiders as wild cards. I think if you look at what the Raiders have, Derek Carr, as he's throwing to Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro, the ultimate security blanket.
Yep.
Good offensive line. They're a loaded offense. And Derek, we sleep on Derek Carr. He's just been consistent all these years. So got them in the playoffs last year. But the Chargers might have the best roster in the entire NFL. I
agree that they're a top three roster, but I'm actually taking the Raiders in this one.
Are ya? Oh, wow.
I just think it's going to be I don't have a rhyme or reason. I think it's week one. You know, I think Davante Adams are going to want to feature him, you know, him and his buddy from Fresno State link back up in the NFL. I think they connect a couple times. Darren Waller didn't practice a lot of the offseason. I think that's something to note. He was dealing with hamstring injuries, and he's trying to get a new contract. But for some reason, I'm just feeling like the Raiders are going to win this game. I think it's because the Chargers, they're known for, let's face it, new coach, but over the last couple of years, the Chargers have lost a lot of games they should have won.
Mm-hmm. So Brandon Staley doesn't like to punt, proven fact. Doesn't like to kick, period. Goes for it on fourth down all the time, and it burned them a couple times last year.
Yep. So give me the Raiders. I will take the Raiders in this one gladly. But it's a
toss-up. Justin Herbert is a dude, though.
He is a dude. I don't think I would bet this game personally because it can go either way.
What's the line?
-3 for the Chargers.
For the Chargers, yeah.
Yep.
And so they're getting a field goal for just being at home, basically.
Yeah, and I think this line gets closer to like the 1.5 area come Sunday when we find out who's active, who's inactive. I think that line gets very, very much closer to even. But we'll disagree on that one as well. That's fine. And we'll head to the NFC North for the Aaron Rodgers and the Packers versus Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. The line is Vikings +1.5. Kevin, Aaron Rodgers getting up there in age, heading to Hollywood a little bit more to be an actor.
Here's a take. Aaron Rodgers gets upset here in week one by the Vikings.
That's all right. All right.
It's at Lambeau, right?
It's at Minnesota.
It's at Minnesota, but still, Aaron Rodgers, Packers are still favored, but Aaron Rodgers gets upset week one here by the Vikings. I have no rhyme or reason for it. It's just a gut feeling.
I'm going to take the Packers just because I like Aaron Rodgers more than Kirk Cousins. I think Aaron Rodgers doesn't self-implode and find ways for his team to lose. I am nervous about the receiving
corps. I don't know. That's why I said the whole drama with the receivers in training camp that I've been hearing about, that he called out the receiving corps. I don't like that.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Christian Watson out of North Dakota State. Don't know how good he's going to be. Alan Lazard is the number one receiver, but they did say that their best 11 is going to play. I think you're going to see a lot of two running back sets. Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon. And then the Vikings, I mean, Dalvin Cook, phenomenal when he's healthy. Justin Jefferson, phenomenal when he's healthy.
I'm gonna stick
with the Packers, but I do see how the Vikings can win this game.
I just have a gut feeling about the Vikings here.
All right. Well, at least we're switching up. We're not picking the same teams. Are you confident in betting the Vikings?
Yes.
You are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. We'll move on. The Giants, New York Giants, heading to Tennessee to play the Titans. And Kevin, we'll start with this one. The Titans, to me,
they are the
most boring team in the NFL. They don't get any love. They were the first – had the first round bye last year. They were the best team in the regular season in the AFC. And nobody talked about them throughout the offseason. Why do you think that is?
It's just they're not exciting at the skill. Besides Derrick Henry, they're not exciting. It just seems like Ryan Tannehill is a boring quarterback, not going to lie.
Yeah.
And they drafted Malik Willis.
They did. So I think
do they even think he's the future?
Yeah, what does that leash look like, you think, for Ryan Tannehill?
To be honest, I think they're my team that takes a step back this year.
Me too. I don't think they make the playoffs this year.
I don't have them in the playoffs.
No, I am.
Like I said, I think Jacksonville actually contends with them for second place in that division.
I can see that happening. I think the Titans lost a lot of talent.
They lost a lot. They let a lot of players walk. There's a lot of uncertainty, I feel like, there. And yeah. I love Mike Vrabel. He's a dude. But yep.
And let's talk about the Giants. I mean, they Daniel, had Brian Daboll.
Make or break year for Daniel Jones. Are they going to be drafting a quarterback next year? We'll see.
Yep. I have a lot of concerns with their roster.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley, is he, you know, I love Saquon, but is he really the answer there, long term running back?
I love Saquon with all my heart and I won't bash him, but mm-hmm. was drafting him number two overall really worth it? That's the question you're gonna have.
I will say I do like their draft this year, Evan Neal. Kayvon mm-hmm. Thibodeau. I think they are building in the right direction.
I think so too. They got Gettleman's not there anymore, and he completely destroyed the roster, in my opinion.
But the stench of Gettleman. Kenny Golladay is.
Kenny Golladay will go down as an all-time bad signing. That'll go down as an all-time
million, Kevin.
All-time bad signing. It'll go down as.
And then Kadarius Toney, if he can stay healthy, he's a solid piece.
Uh huh.
They get Wandale Robinson. He's a speedy guy. So let's just make the pick. I'm taking the Titans. I don't feel confident in the Giants.
I'm taking the Titans just because I can't trust the Giants.
Is this a game you're watching in the 4 o'clock window?
No.
Me either.
I was thinking about going Giants as an upset here, but I just can't trust them.
I just think the Titans are they just have a better roster currently, and I like their coach more. I think Brian Daboll will be a good coach, but mm-hmm. his first game in the NFL, a lot's going to be thrown at him.
Yeah.
And so give me the Titans at home. And then we'll head to the Sunday night game. I know you're excited to talk about this, Kevin.
Oh, yes.
Old man Tom Brady and the Bucks. A little bit of a different vibe from Tom Brady this offseason, I will say that.
Oh, yeah. It's been a weird Tom Brady offseason for Tom Brady.
It has been a little bit of a down, and he's a little mopey now. And
was retired for 40 days.
Yeah, the beard's not shaved. The hair's not looking as clean as it typically looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's heading to play your Cowboys down in Jerry World. The line is
Sunday Cowboys night.
2.5, plus 2.5. Let's start with the Bucks, Kevin. I mean, Tom Brady's back again. Gronk's retired. They lose Alex Kappa in the offseason. Jensen's hurt. The backup center's hurt.
They lose a lot of their offensive line, which was one of the strong points of their roster.
Chris Godwin
is hurt.
Still hurt. Not going to play.
But won't see him till at least week 6 or 7, I feel like.
Bruce Arians leaves. Todd Bowles takes over. They still have Byron Leftwich as their offensive coordinator. Mike Evans is still there. A lot of that core is still there.
Leonard Fournette is still there.
Yep, that core is still there, and that defense is still phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
What's your expectations for the Bucs this year?
For the Bucs, I still have them winning the division. Tom Brady's their quarterback, so you can't count them out anyway.
Yep.
And anything. That's my opinion. I mean, the dude's putting up numbers that are better than when he was on the Patriots almost, when you really look at them, yardage and touchdowns-wise.
Yes, well, he did throw the most passes in the NFL last year.
I know. At 44 years old, 45 now, he attempted the most passes in the NFL.
Do you think Todd Bowles – that was Bruce Arians doing that. You think Todd Bowles puts a stamp on the team and changes it up a little bit?
I don't think the offense will change too much, even with the new coach. Byron Leftwich is still there, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it'll change too much.
And then I'm going to let you talk about the Cowboys. I – did not hear a lot about them in the offseason. I know Tyrone Smith went down.
Well,
big loss there on an offensive line that's aged, I would say. It's not that offensive line that...
It is nowhere close to the offensive line it used to be. Zach Martin is really the only one still there.
Yep.
He's going to be... He's basically almost their only returning starter on the offensive line. That's a concern for me.
And they're plugging Connor McGovern into left guard.
Left guard. He's going to be the starting left guard.
And they have another Smith at tackle, right? I forget the guy's name.
Terrence Steele is his name.
Terrence Steele. He's going to be the left tackle.
Yep. He's going to. Right, yep. And their first round draft pick from Tulsa is going to start, who they originally didn't want to start, is going to start. Mm-hmm. So because of all the injuries and departures. So it's a little bit concerning. Receiving core, obviously, Amari Cooper is on Cleveland.
Michael Gallup is hurt.
Still hurt, recovering from the torn ACL. So it's CeeDee Lamb and a lot of unproven guys.
And then
Zeke and Tony Pollard in the backfield. You never know how's that going to go.
And then what about the defensive side of the ball? I'm excited for Micah Parsons. Loaded. Another big year.
Well, the defense is loaded.
Trayvon Diggs. Can he cover or is he – what do you think?
I think he's good. He's just fine.
Yep.
D-Law, DeMarcus – defense is loaded. This, for the first time in a while, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be carried by their defense.
Yep. All right. Let's make the pick, Kevin. I will let you tell me why the Cowboys are going to win because I'm taking the Bucs.
So I will tell you why the Cowboys are going to win. The Cowboys' defense is going to pressure Brady, just like the Bucs are going to pressure Dak. But I trust Dak to move around more than Brady. Dak Prescott is going to make a play late to win this game for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm taking that as a heart pick, not going to lie.
Okay. All right. My only concern with Tampa Bay is Tom Brady's not good when he gets pressure up the middle.
That's why I think
his guard is gone. His offensive line isn't what it was last year, so it makes me a little bit nervous. But I just think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are just – they're still loaded even without Chris Godwin, even without Gronk. That offense is still loaded. That defense still has plenty of talent. I just think Tom Brady's been doing this too long. Sunday night, a lot of questions about him. He's going to come out and he has something to prove. He wouldn't have unretired if he didn't think he could still do it and if he didn't think he still had something to prove. I think he comes out and I think he plays really well this game and I think they win. I think it can be similar to that Buccaneers-Cowboys game last season.
Last season, on opening night, yeah.
Yep, exactly. I'm thinking it's going to be something similar to that game. So I'm taking the Bucs in that one. I figured you were taking the Cowboys. The line's 2.5, so I guess we'll see. I think that's a great Sunday night game, though.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And I know I'll be staying up late to watch it. So
it's in Dallas, too. Last year it was in Tampa. This year it's in Dallas.
Yep. So that is a tough game to pick. I mean, it can go either way. I certainly see the route for the Cowboys to win, but I just think give me Tom Brady over Dak right now, and we'll see what happens. And then to finish it off, the Monday night game, Broncos at Seahawks, lines Seahawks +6.5. Geno Smith is the starter for Seattle.
Team that will be drafting a quarterback in the first round next year.
They will. Mm-hmm. They definitely will. A lot of questions about Pete Carroll, how much longer he has to coach. You know, when is he going to hang it up? Broncos get Russell Wilson. He's returning to Seattle. I'm sure it'll be a warm welcome from the 12th man.
The Russell Wilson revenge. I'm sure it will get a warm ovation from the fans, definitely.
Yep, for sure. And, I mean, that Broncos roster, they're built to win now. They were just short a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Tim Patrick injury, anything concern you there?
It concerns me a little bit, but they've built a roster that the reason they went and traded everything they did to get Russell Wilson was because they know they have a roster that can win now, and the quarterback was what was holding them back. Yeah. Obviously, Drew Lock wasn't the answer. It's why they moved off of him. And he couldn't even win the starting job in Seattle. He couldn't even beat out Geno Smith. So obviously there was a concern, and says a lot about Drew Lock, in my opinion. I think the Broncos are going to win this game big to start off. Russ is going to be motivated. The report's coming out that the breakup wasn't towards the end. It was not good there.
Yep. No, I did see that as well. But let's talk Seattle a little bit, Kevin. Geno Smith is the starter. Re-signed DK Metcalf, still have Tyler Lockett. We know they want to run the ball. They draft what a lot of people said was the best running back in Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. Bring back Rashard Penny. They released him at the end of the offseason. He was a free agent, and then they brought him back. That's how much Pete Carroll loves him. What's your expectations for that offense for this year?
I think they'll be in first. They'll be in hot top five draft.
You don't think Geno Smith, you think he's going to start all year?
I think so, but it's either him or Drew Lock. So,
yeah, and
I don't trust either of them really. So
you don't think the leash is short with Geno? You think they would go Drew Lock, you know,
I think they'll
go back and forth throughout the year, starting both of them.
I think so.
Yep, I agree.
Especially unless one of them takes over the reins of the job.
And Seattle, I mean, Bobby Wagner's gone. They still have Jamal Adams. Their defense, they did lose a lot, but it's not a horrible roster on the defensive side of the ball. And the they Legion do have of, some talent.
The Legion of Boom is gone, though. Nobody's left now with Bobby Wagner gone.
Yep. And then the Broncos, they do lose Von Miller to the Bills. But I just think their roster is loaded. I mean, I like Patrick Surtain. I like a lot of their DBs.
Mm-hmm.
And so give me the Broncos in that one.
Our man KJ Hamler, slot receiver. Watch out for him.
He's going to be poised for a big year. He was injured all of last year. Mm-hmm. With Tim Patrick down, I think, you know, he's poised for a big year. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, poised for a big year. I mean, people, I think, tend to forget they took Jeudy, what was it, round one or two?
And
they took
round Hamler one.
The second round, right?
Yeah, they took receivers with their first and second round picks, Jeudy and Hamler.
Yep, and then we know what Cortland Sutton is. And then let me throw out a name, Kevin. Albert Aguebinam, tight end.
Yep.
So I think the Broncos are going to win this game. I think this is another game in a survivor pool where a lot of people are picking the Broncos.
Yep, I think Broncos big.
I think Seattle will be picked against most of the year in survivor pools.
Kind of a sucky Monday night game to end it the week, though.
Yeah, I would say it is a sucky Monday night game.
Oh, it is Russell Wilson going back to Seattle, though, so the storyline.
Yeah, that's what the talk is going to be all night about. But yeah, I think the Broncos are going to win. I think the Broncos are going to win that game pretty easily. I think it's going to get out of hand. You know, it might be out of hand by halftime.
Yep.
But those are all 16 games, Kevin. Let's talk Survivor Pool at the end. I know we just mentioned Broncos and then 49ers, right? That's the other team you'd pick if you were in a Survivor Pool.
Yep. If we're going Survivor Pool, I would take the Broncos.
And you would take the Broncos more than the 49ers facing the Bears?
Yeah.
I agree with you there. Well, that's going to wrap up week one picks, Kevin.
Excited. We had some disagreements in the late window on Sunday.
We do. I think early on, I think the games are pretty easy to pick, but those late window games, I'm excited. Excited to watch and see what happens. And we'll tally this up, and whoever my guest next week is, we'll talk about what me and you did this week, all right?
Yep, that sounds good.
Thank you for joining me today, all right?
Yep, enjoy week one.
Yep, enjoy week one, everybody. Have a good night.